Hey everybody, welcome to another deep dive. You know how we're always talking about becoming more culturally competent? Well, today we're gonna totally flip that idea on its head.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. We're diving into some research from the European Journal of Cross-Cultural Competence and Management.
Catchy title?
Totally. The article's called Representing the Intercultural Development Continuum as a Pendulum. And basically, it says that becoming culturally competent isn't a straight path, you know? It's more like a wild pendulum swing.
Okay, so not like climbing a ladder, more like a roller coaster.
Yeah, kinda. The old way of thinking about intercultural development was this intercultural development continuum. Like you move through these stages all nice and neat, from like total cluelessness about other cultures to becoming like a cultural chameleon.
Right, but this research is like, hold up, not so fast. It uses this woman's story, Sunday, to show how it's actually way more complicated. Like, Sunday grew up in North Dakota, not exactly a global hub.
Nope, not really. But then she does a study abroad in Spain, and bam, she's hooked on experiencing other cultures.
So she gets bitten by the travel bug.
Totally. Fast forward a bit, she ends up living in Switzerland, gets married, builds a life there, even gets a job in intercultural management. You'd think she's like reached peak cultural adaptation, right?
Total pro, living the dream. But wait, there's more. She then decides to move to Burkina Faso in West Africa.
Yeah, talk about a culture shock, right?
Huge. So that's where this whole ladder analogy breaks down. You can't just climb up to cultural adaptation and be done with it.
Exactly. This research says it's more like a pendulum, swinging back and forth between like focusing on similarities and differences, depending on like what's going on in your life.
Okay, so even someone like Sunday, who seems super culturally savvy, can still experience those swings.
Absolutely. It's
Yeah.
not about reaching some final destination. It's about like learning to ride those waves, you
So
know?
you're always kind of in motion.
Exactly. Think about it. You
Yeah.
get thrown into a new environment.
Yeah.
Maybe you cling to what feels familiar at first, right? Then playing the differences.
Like, oh, it's basically the same, like with different food.
Right. But then you run into challenges. You start to feel like an outsider. Maybe you overemphasize those differences.
You're like, wait a minute, nothing is the same. I don't belong here.
It's all part of figuring things out, finding your place. So even Sunday, even though she'd been living abroad for years, moving to Burkina Faso threw her for a loop.
I bet starting over in a completely new place is tough.
Definitely. She had to deal with a new language, unfamiliar customs, feeling like an outsider all over again.
So she kind of swung back towards focusing on those differences.
Yeah, it's totally normal. It doesn't mean she failed at being culturally adapted or
Oh,
anything.
it's not about like, oh, I messed up. I'm not good at this.
Not at all. It's just part of the process. And this is where things get really cool. The research talks about these magnets and anchors that affect those swings.
Magnets and anchors. Sounds kind of scientific.
Yeah, it is. It's like imagine these magnets as forces that pull you towards focusing on either similarities or differences. And then you have these anchors that help you stay grounded and balanced.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example of a magnet.
Okay, imagine you're living in a new country, right? And everyone keeps telling you, our cultures are so similar. That might make you downplay some important differences, you
Oh, no,
know?
you're not really seeing the whole picture.
Exactly. Or the opposite. You hear all these negative stereotypes about the new culture. Suddenly, you only see what sets you apart.
So it's not just about our own mindset. It's about the messages we're getting from the outside, too.
Totally. And that's why understanding those magnets is so important. It helps you realize, okay, this isn't just me. There are these external forces messing with my pendulum swing.
So how do we deal with those magnets? Is that where the anchors come in?
You got it. Those anchors are things we can do to stay grounded when those magnets are trying to yank us around. Things like self-care, building diverse social networks, stuff like that.
So basically, tools to help us stay balanced.
Yep. But before we get into those anchors, let's unpack Sunday's story a bit more. She had a lot of those magnets in Burkina Faso, right?
Yes, she did. What were some of the specific challenges she faced?
Oh, totally. Think about it. She's in a completely new environment.
Right.
The language barrier alone is a huge magnet, pushing her to focus on those differences. And then, you know, maybe there are people who unintentionally downplayed the cultural shifts she was experiencing, like saying things like, oh, people are people everywhere, which kind of minimizes her struggles to adapt.
Yeah, those comments can be so frustrating. Like, just focus on the similarities. Easy for you to say, you're not the one trying to order food in a language you barely understand.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to recognize those magnets. It helps you realize that it's not just you. There are these external forces that are like influencing how you're seeing things.
So how do we deal with those magnets? Is that where the anchors come in?
Yep. Those anchors are like strategies we can use to stay grounded, even when those magnets are trying to pull us in different directions.
Okay, I'm ready to hear about these anchors. Give me the tools.
All right, well, first and foremost, self-care.
Okay, I'm listening. Self-care is always a good thing.
Right. It's not just about bubble baths and face masks, though. Although those can be nice.
Of course, treat yourself.
But it's really about recognizing when you're feeling overwhelmed and intentionally creating space to recharge.
So, like, taking a break from all the cultural stuff.
Yeah. Maybe that means connecting with people from your own culture, doing activities that bring you joy, or just, like, taking some time for yourself to process your experiences.
So giving yourself permission to not be on all the time, to just be.
Exactly. Another powerful anchor is building diverse social networks.
So surrounding yourself with people from different backgrounds.
Yes. It exposes you to a wider range of perspectives and experiences, which helps you become more flexible and adaptable in your own intercultural interactions.
It's like having a built-in support system.
Right. People who can relate to your struggles offer different insights, help you see things from new angles.
This is making me think about how we often talk about reaching cultural adaptation. But maybe it's less about reaching a fixed state and more about constantly recalibrating, adjusting to the new information and experiences.
That's a great way to put it. And those anchors, they're like the tools that help you recalibrate, stay balanced even when things get bumpy.
So it's an ongoing process, not a one and done kind of thing.
Exactly. But we've talked a lot about self-care and diverse social networks. There are other anchors too, like developing cultural humility. Have you heard of that?
Maybe refresh my memory.
So cultural humility is about approaching cultural differences with a sense of openness.
Yeah.
And a willingness to learn. It's about recognizing that you don't have all the answers and that your perspective is just one among many.
So not assuming you know everything about another culture.
Right. It's about acknowledging that you'll always be a learner. And that there's always more to discover. It's about asking questions, listening actively, and being open to having your assumptions challenged.
Which can be tough sometimes to admit you don't know everything.
Oh, for sure. But that discomfort is also where the growth happens. And remember, mistakes are inevitable. You're going to stumble. You're going to say the wrong thing. But it's how you respond that matters.
So don't beat yourself up over a cultural faux pas. Just learn from it.
Exactly. Another anchor is actively seeking out opportunities to engage with different cultures, like traveling, attending cultural events, reading books and articles, watching films, listening to music, anything that exposes you to different perspectives.
So being proactive.
Yeah.
Intentionally putting yourself in situations where you can learn and grow.
Yep. And you don't have to travel to the other side of the world to do this. You can find opportunities right in your own community.
That's a great point. Okay, so we've covered a lot of anchors, but before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to touch on something that came up earlier. You mentioned that Sunday eventually found her footing in Burkina Faso. What can we learn from her experience about how to navigate those more challenging pendulum swings?
Yeah, she really did. It's like she had this realization that those uncomfortable feeling, the feeling of being an outsider, of everything being different, those are actually pushing her to grow.
It wasn't a sign that she was doing something wrong.
Nope. It was a sign that she was learning and adapting.
So instead of freaking out, she just kind of rolled with it.
Exactly. She leaned into those feelings and used them to learn and grow.
That's pretty cool. It's like turning a negative into a positive.
Right. And it shows how important those anchors are. They help you stay grounded.
Yes.
So you can actually learn and grow from those experiences instead of getting totally overwhelmed.
They're like your safety net. So you can take risks and push yourself outside your comfort zone, knowing you have those supports to help you if you stumble.
Exactly. And the more you use those anchors, the more you embrace those swings, the better you'll become at navigating cultural differences.
It's like any skill. Practice makes progress.
Right. Exactly. It's not about reaching some perfect state of cultural understanding. It's about the journey, the ups and downs, the whole experience.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive. We've talked about how cultural development is more like a pendulum swing, not a straight line. And we've explored these magnets and anchors that can influence our experiences.
And Sunday's story, it's like a perfect example of how this all plays out in real life.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave everyone with one final thought. We've been talking a lot about individual cultural competence, like what we can do as individuals to become more culturally savvy.
Right. But what about the bigger picture?
Exactly. What about the role of systems and structures? Like, how do societal norms policies, institutions, all of that.
Yeah.
How does that affect our intercultural experiences?
That's a huge question.
It is. And it's something we all need to be thinking about. How can we create more inclusive and equitable systems that actually support cultural understanding and connection?
It's not just about individual change. It's about systemic change, too.
Totally. So as you continue on your own cultural journey, remember that growth often happens outside of our comfort zones.
Yeah.
And those pendulum swings, even though they can feel uncomfortable, they can actually push us towards a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us. So embrace those swings. Keep those anchors close. And keep learning. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.